Emporia, bringing you local issues, topics, and events of the day.
Good morning. Welcome to Talk of Emporia, 14 KVUE, 96.9 FM, and KVUE.com here this Monday morning. Chuck Samples, your host, as we get started here today. Talk of Emporia is brought to you by Newman Regional Health, offering more medical specialties and convenience than ever. That's Newman Regional Health. By First Christian Church, they are the Christian Church, the Disciples of Christ, a movement for wholeness in a fragmented world. And by Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue, celebrating 20 years of serving up the best barbecue in the Emporia and the surrounding area. Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue, 607 Merchant, where it's all about to meet. Well, we're pleased to be joined here on the KVUE Sutherland studio line by longtime Emporia City Manager Mark McInerney and the heir apparent, Trey Cocking, who's joining us as well here today. Mark, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing?
So far, so good. Trey, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you, Chuck?
So far, so good. Guys, thanks for joining us here today. Mark, let me just ask you, you probably got a lot of emotions kind of going through your head right now as you approach the end of better than three decades in city government. What is kind of going through your mind here with the end of your time in sight?
Well, I think the thing I'm really thinking about is the people I've met. I was thinking about that quite a bit the last few weeks. I think the first three or four people I met were Steve Commons, of course, who hired me, Ray Toso, Virgil Vasco, and Larry Blumenkamp, four outstanding people. And employees have been blessed, which is wonderful folks, wonderful leadership, great elected officials. I mean, I'm trying to write down some thoughts, but that's the people that I've met here, just really outstanding folks.
Was it the people, in part who you met here, I guess, right at the start that got you interested in city government, or did you already have some interest in city government before coming to Emporia and meeting city leadership at the time?
Oh, I was already working when I came here. I was actually, I had my dad, we're all from Osage, or my family's all from Redding, my mother from Manhattan, but my dad and his three brothers went to Emporia State undergrad. I had three superintendents in school. My dad was an attorney. So I thought I might be go to the school administration route. But my dad was a city attorney, and I'd come home. He'd come home after all the meetings. He's a school board attorney, school board member. And we just sit and talk, and I just always found it interesting. So it was either law school or something in municipal government. My dad advised me to go to municipal government, so he thought the law was he was a private practitioner, so I just went another route. But then I've been blessed. It's been a very fun and rewarding career.
Trey, let me ask you, as you get started here in Emporia, what was it that interested you in city government? And maybe you can tell folks about your background.
Hey, sure. Thanks, Chuck. I grew up as the kid of a police officer. Grew up outside of the Wichita area. My dad was a Wichita police officer. But I've always kind of told the story that, my dad probably was upset with the city manager or the district attorney on a regular basis, just something around our house. So I think I grew up wanting to fix what my dad was upset with when I was a kid. So I was involved with student government entire time through school, including at Washburn University. Then a friend of mine who was an attorney with the league, I was working as a state budget officer and wasn't digging that role as a state budget officer. We went out and had lunch, and Larry looked at me and he said, "Trey, what do you want to do when you grow up?" And I said, "I want to be a city manager." And Larry said, "Go be a city manager." I'm like, "I've only been out of school for 2 years. I only have 1 year of budget experience." And Larry looked at me again and said, "Go be a city manager. Cherryville and Greensburg are hiring right now." So I ended up applying for Cherryville and getting hired there. I was there for 3 years. And then after 3 years, my wife wanted to go to law school. So we started looking for a community that was a little bit closer to law school. So got hired in Atchison, and I was the city manager there for 8 years and absolutely loved it. And then for the last 4 years, I've been the deputy director at the League of Kansas Municipalities, working on a lot of policy issues and working with cities across the state on those issues.
Okay. Mark, how did you two get acquainted? Was it through the Kansas League of Municipalities, or did you have further ties further back than that?
Well, I think it would be really through the City Management Association of Kansas. It's a very active group, and you get to know people at meetings. Trey's actually a lot younger than me, as you know. And so most of my guys, we just had a meeting in Atchison, by the way, last Thursday, and most people I grew up with are either retired. They were there either retired or they're going to retire. But so I just got to know Trey over the years, I guess, you know, on a casual basis through the city management and the league activities, annual conferences and things like that.
Well, clearly, Mark, you think a lot of Trey. It sounds like his name came up here fairly early on in the process as somebody who would be good in Emporia. But let me just ask you, and Trey, I'll have you flip the question around here in a second, but what is it about Trey, Mark, that you saw that positions him well to be a good leader here for the city?
Well,
of Emporia?
Well, I tell you, your timing's excellent. Again, we're just in Atchison at the city manager meeting. So they're currently having interim city manager. So Trey, working up there and being from the league who helped put on the conference, kind of ran the conference.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere I went, the folks up there just spoke so highly of his time in Atchison. And I've had friends who sent their kids to Mar Hill and to Benedictine. So I've been going up to Atchison for years. And what's happened in Atchison, I think there's been a lot of exciting things happen the last 10 to 15 years. But with Trey, I think it's just the relationships and the belief that people really have in him. That was reinforced last Thursday in Atchison. So I think that's a wonderful thing.
Indeed. Trey, what is it about Mark that, you know, it sounds like you guys have a solid partnership, at least, if not a decent friendship that's developed over the years. What is it about Mark that really strikes you?
You know, I've known Mark, you know, ever since I felt like I was a pup in the business. And, you know, Mark is just a genuinely nice guy. He's a guy who just cares. And, you know, I think all of us get into this profession because we believe in our community. And we want to see our community succeed. And those are the values that Mark just really brought home. And that genuine caring and that desire to see you as a person succeed and the community, whether, you know, one of the communities I was working in or whether, you know, definitely Emporia, you know, Mark just has that let's go out and let's have good things happen. I think just the optimism and just the spirit that he brings to the job is, you know, what's and drew me to Mark and what I like to see, and especially as I spent the last 2 months looking at everything that's happened in Emporia and Mark's ginormous fingerprint that is all over the community. It's just outstanding, and, you know, Mark just has a lot of great things. And number one, his ability to connect with people that I think any young professional would want to emulate, and definitely something I hope to have. You know, I hope to have half of those quality relationships that Mark has in Emporia, because everywhere I've been with Mark, he just has a true connection with folks that he talks to and meets with, and it's just amazing.
Mark, before we take our first break, how important has it been to build connections? And was that really a focal point when you got started, or was it just one of those things that developed?
I think it's one of those things that developed. I just like people. I'm really interested in people, want to know about them. I just always think people are the most important thing in life, and once you get to know people on a personal level, it's easier to get things done. So I actually just enjoy being around people.
Trey, when is your first official day on the job?
Tomorrow. Mark has me set up for a 7 a.m. meeting tomorrow, so I'm looking forward to it, and I'm
Welcome to Emporia City Government. Get started at 7 a.m.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Are you ready for tomorrow?
I am. Trying to run some errands today. This is the one day I've taken off, but I'm excited.
Good deal. Well, Trey Cocking and Mark McInerney are joining us here. It's 11:17 on KVUE and KVUE.com. We'll take our first break here on the Talk of Emporia and return as we talk more about city leadership here in just a second. Talk of Emporia here this Monday morning is brought to you by Newman Regional Health. Quality health care close to home. That's Newman Regional Health.
This is Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt. During open enrollment, I want to remind you that no matter what type of health insurance you are buying, please remember to check your provider network before picking a plan. By making sure your provider is in-network, you protect yourself from surprises down the road. Provider networks can be complex, so check with your agent or HR professional if you have questions on how to find plan networks before picking a plan.
Please consider donating to this year's United Way of the Flint Hills campaign. Your help supports 23 community partners serving thousands of people. Live local. Give local. KVOE 96.9 FM and 1400 AM. You're listening to The Talk of Emporia. Your questions are welcome. Call 342-5863. That's 342-KVOE.
KVOE News time is 11:19. Special interview here with outgoing Emporia City Manager Mark McInerney on his not exactly final day on the job, but nearing his end of his tenure, a better 30 years in city administration, including the last seven as Emporia City Manager. Trey Cocking, the new city manager, who, as of tomorrow morning, 7 a.m., dark and early, will be taking over tomorrow and getting his feet wet very quickly as Emporia's new city manager, both joining us here on the KVOE Sutherland studio line today. Sutherland's, they deliver anything they sell. You can make sure to contact the store for details. Mark, I wanted to ask you just a few questions here in this segment about your tenure, and one of which that really comes to my mind right off the bat is, given the length of your tenure in Emporia and, just how things have developed in the city over the past 30-plus years, maybe how the job has changed or really whether the job has changed in your mind?
I think it changed a lot. One thing when I moved to Emporia that I noted, and I told Steve Commons, is, and I think a lot of it's just the demands on the city in Emporia. Other communities, in my personal opinion, don't have all the same demands. Emporia was involved in economic development the day I walked in to the city in 1989. Other cities weren't involved at that time. We were one of the first Main Street programs in Kansas. It's just the town's always been pretty forward thinking in those respects, in my opinion. And I think that's been interesting to me. But I also think we're in a world now where the demands of local government is more and more, just that people lives are getting more complicated, and our guys are always on the front line, be it the police, fire, EMS, at the golf course, city auditorium, water, sewer, trash, it doesn't matter. We're on the front line, and we're open 24 hours a day, 365, so in a lot of our functions, so we're available all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the items too, where I think a lot of people over the last decade have been noticing concerns also, and it seems like every time we pop up a water break story online, we get a lot of traffic on that. There's a lot of concerns about infrastructure too.
Absolutely. I think Emporia, probably like a lot of towns across America, when things are working, you may not think about it. You saw Wichita was at had the whole city without water.
Yep.
Lions of the day had 13 water main breaks. Topeka, Lawrence. It's not unique to Emporia, but I like to think about, seven, 8 years ago. Well, maybe not quite that far, 4 to 5 years ago. We started an aggressive plan, and Frank Abar was our public works director at that time. And one thing he did very well was identify what needed to be done to set out a process to do it. And also at that time, Jim Witt, who came with me when I started, he brought a 5-year plan from Coppell, Texas. And I think between those two things intersecting with each other, we've got a plan for infrastructure. It's something this community and every community in America will need to do forever for the rest of our lives, but you got to get started and identify things and start funding and doing projects to try to keep things going.
Understood. What are some of the other challenges that have been ongoing through your tenure?
Oh, I think it always comes down to just the balance between fees, taxes, and everything, and trying to do the work that's necessary. And that's probably the way it should be. We should always have conversations about that. But I know we our folks strive to do a really good job, and whatever we do, we try to do well. And so sometimes, unfortunately, money does help make things go better.
Understood. Kind of flipping this the question around, what are some of the things that you've seen as pride points and things that have either gone well in your tenure, whether they're limited or maybe they're ongoing ventures? What are some of the things that you've seen that really makes you proud to have led the city of Emporia the last 30 years?
A couple things come to mind. First of all, just the people here. When I moved here, and I always probably give Virgil a lot of credit, just the way everybody worked together. I mean, they were light years ahead of cities, in my opinion, when just the things they're working on in the 1980s, early 1990s, just the, how the community worked together, the sharing of some different resources and facilities, which I think's best for the taxpayer. And then I think Emporia, and I need to compliment the community. We've had really good elected officials.
Agreed.
I would say most of the people who run for Emporia City Commissioner are doing that because it's their time to lead the community. They love the community. They want to see it get better. You don't necessarily see that in every town. And I think I can almost say everybody, just they're running for the right reasons. And I think that goes a long way. And it just helps everybody when we're all trying to make the community better.
Yeah, understood. Again, Mark McInerney joining us along with Trey Cocking, the incoming city manager here as our talk of Emporia continues at 11:24. Mark, there's always, you know, always something going on. You mentioned here about the people. You mentioned some of the challenges and just some of the ongoing growth of the role of city government here over the last 30 years. Are there any instances that kind of come to your mind here? I guess maybe certain snapshots in Emporia city government that pop up either stand out to you because they're completely out of the norm, out of the ordinary, or just maybe even something that just points out to you exactly how important having a good, clean, and efficient city government is.
Well, some of them are issues outside of us. I remember when I first moved here, there was a discussion about having a minimum security prison come to town.
Mm.
And that, we had an advisory election, as I recall, and that was basically just split the town in half. There were some pros with it. There were some cons. COVID had been probably the most unique challenge I've ever seen happen here, just because there's so much, at the beginning, there's so much unknown, and the early predictions were dire for a city. The early predictions were you're going to be off $3 to $4 million worth of revenue and things like that. So it's just the planning. I think that made it very difficult. On the positive side, I think, you know, in recent, I like what we've done with the parks. We put a lot of money and time into the parks, and we basically heard from the citizens they wanted to get better, and we're trying to do that. So I think that'd be some of them. And I also think, I keep going back, just the relationships between the entities. We work well with, you know, Emporia State. They use our facility. 253 uses the football field. I just think all those relationships, we have so much money we can use, and everybody kind of works together. I think we can all make it go further and have nicer programs.
Indeed. Speaking of COVID, do you see some of the city's response kind of, you know, continuing past COVID, or is it now more of a point where it's going to be filed away and, you know, the next major health-related issue comes up, you have a bank of knowledge to feed back on?
Oh, probably. I'd say a little bit of both. We have some knowledge. Hopefully nobody has to experience that again. But, like, I go back to the fire chief, police chief, EMF folks, the guys at the plants. They had to keep running 24 hours a day, and they figured it out. And that's a really good compliment to their ability to adapt. And we have a lot of young folks who have lived through this, so I think if we have something come, they'll kind of learn some lessons, what to do, what we may have done well, what we may need to improve on.
Understood. Before we take our last break here, one of the things that was part and parcel of the last election was the 1% sales tax, and we talked an awful lot with city commissioners about the impact of that. What's your perspective on the impact of that going forward into Trey's tenure here as city manager?
Oh, I think it was an absolutely wonderful, and I thank the taxpayer for renewing it again. It just helps the city and county do projects. It helps you plan better. And for the city of Emporia, our general obligation debt is basically down to zero. We issued debt for our utilities, but by having those resources, we've been able to pay some cash for some projects. And it opens up a lot of boxes. And I think we've been in a lot of nice projects with the proceeds of the sales tax over the years. And I think it's vital for the future, and I'm very, very pleased that the taxpayers saw fit to approve it again.
Good deal. It's now 11:28 on KVUE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, and KVUE.com. Mark McInerney and New City Manager Trey Cocking joining us here on the program here today. We'll take our final break here on the Talk of Emporia, bring Trey back into the conversation, and we'll wrap things up here in just a little bit. Again, 11:29 on KVUE and KVUE.com. Talk of Emporia here this Monday morning is brought to you by First Christian Church. They are the Christian Church, the Disciples of Christ, a movement for wholeness in a fragmented world, and by Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue, celebrating 20 years of serving up the best barbecue in Emporia and the surrounding area. Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue, 607 Merchant, where it's all about the meat.
John 1:5 says, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." We invite you to worship at First Christian Church on Sundays at 10:40 a.m., either in person, 12th Avenue and Market, or on our Facebook page, as we prepare to welcome the light that shines in the darkness, the Christ child. Masks are optional for in-person worship. May God's light and love fill your heart and your life during the season of hope, peace, joy, and love.
Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue is celebrating their 20th year of serving up the area's best barbecue. They appreciate the many years of loyal support from their customers, especially during these last couple difficult years. Anniversary specials include a Philly roll with brisket, pulled pork, bacon, fried pickles, onion rings, and barbecue ranch. Specials will be on the menu through December 31st. The staff at Bobby D's hopes you'll continue your wonderful support as they continue to support the Emporia community. Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue, 607 Merchant, where it's all about the meat.
Our American stories. Stories about American people. Stories about who we are, how we got here, and where we are going. Our American stories. Weekday afternoons at 105 on KVOE 96.9 FM and 1400 AM. Live and local.
You're listening to the Talk of Emporia. Your questions are welcome. Call 342-5863. That's 342-KVOE.
KVOE News Time, 11:30. Talk of Emporia continuing here on this Monday morning with incoming City Manager Trey Cocking and longtime slash outgoing City Manager Mark McInerney, both joining us here on the KVOE Sutherland studio line here today. Trey, let's talk a little bit about, first off, your time since you were announced as the City Manager here a few weeks back, and kind of talk about how you've been prepping for and transitioning into what's officially going to be your new role tomorrow.
Yeah, you know, trying to read as many documents as I can get my hands on. Mm-hmm. You know, we are, Chief Taylor from the fire department is retiring as well. So trying to get my hands around that search and what's going on there, obviously, need a fire chief into 2022. So trying to get up to speed with where the fire department is. That's kind of the immediate need right now. But just continue to reach out to folks in and around Emporia. I've been amazed in my current job. I've gotten a couple phone calls from folks in Americas and Neosho Rapids. So, you know, it's neat to talk to those folks in the smaller cities surrounding Emporia as well. And I'm looking forward to those great partnerships with them moving into this. So, but it's just trying to learn as much as possible, trying to learn about Emporia, the culture. You know, we've been down a few times. My daughter absolutely loves Jones Park. So we were down there, Small Business Saturday to check out the park and, walk downtown briefly and go check out my high school was in the 6A championship. Unfortunately, they lost, but we stopped in and watched a little football as well. So it was exciting to be down there. And I think just getting excited about, everything Emporia and, continuing, all the great things that are happening there right now.
Hey, you mentioned here about one of the lead positions here in Emporia with the fire chief that's going to have a changeover. We're having a lot of changeover here in Emporia with a new technical college president, Emporia State University in a search for a new president, Regional Development Association with a new president just named, LCAT with a new director. So you're coming into a time of change here and a lot of new relationships, I think, that will be part and parcel for the city moving forward.
Absolutely. You know, I found out that Chuck was being hired on Friday morning. I talked to the Abilene city manager briefly. I saw him at breakfast that morning, and he was definitely at a loss with losing Chuck from Abilene. I gave him a call Friday afternoon. I think we're both excited. Both see just great possibilities, and, you know, it's kind of a, yes, it's a change point, but there are so many great things happening, and I think the folks that I've talked to are just excited to continue the wave that is going on in Emporia.
Talk a little bit about, you know, how, I guess, new leadership can really guide things here. Granted, you can focus on what you're, you know, focusing on with your duties and responsibilities, but to have this much new leadership and these many fresh sets of eyes, this is a possibly significant time period for Emporia the next 3 to 5 years.
It really is. I mean, I think it allows the community to take that step back and say, hey, what are we doing right? What are those things that can be improved on? You know, sometimes, you know, one of the things you face coming into a new community, well, we tried that 20 years ago. Well, when that happens, you really need to understand what worked 20 years ago, what didn't work. You know, is there a new approach that could make something like that successful today, especially with different folks looking at it? So I think there's just going to be a lot of, I mean, Emporia is really entering a strategic phase where I think it is time to take a look and really plan for that, you know, next 10 to 20 year horizon and what Emporia looks like. You know, because I think we're going to see rapid change. You know, I think COVID, whether it's on the retail side, whether it's on the, you know, work from home side, everything that's changing the face of what's happening in our communities has been accelerated with COVID. So I think it's a good point for us with all this new leadership to step back and look what, and try to develop a plan for the next 10 to 20 years.
I want to ask you kind of what may be on your plan for that right now. And granted, you have a lot of conversations to have here, close out the calendar year, getting into next year before you maybe finalize something along those lines. But the better question to ask is, what did you see at Cherryvale and Atchison, which you think may wind up working well here?
You know, I think at the end of the day, you know, I think a lot of our success in Atchison is having a shared vision. You know, myself and the interim city manager, we were sitting down, and, you know, Atchison seeing close to $40 million happen in its downtown core. That was a real mission, that large buy-in from the community from, is how do we improve the downtown? What are those steps we can take? And then, you know, we, and Atchison, the strategy that we really tried, you know, this was back at when the Royals were big in 2014, 2015, you know, our mantra over and over again is, we're not going to hit the home runs, we're going to hit the singles and doubles, and we're going to keep the line moving, just project after project to keep the line moving. And that's a lot what I've seen in Emporia. Now, Emporia does have the ability, to, especially on the industrial side, to hit home runs that we didn't have in Atchison, but... Now, I think that is the biggest thing that I can bring you, is just kind of keep the line moving, a lot of singles and doubles, and, you know, hopefully in Emporia we have an opportunity to hit a few home runs here or there.
Gotcha. How does your time with the Kansas League of Municipalities, you know, serving as deputy director here the last 4 years, how does that maybe offer you another layer of either connections or ideas that maybe other people would not have?
You know, first of all, I think I have a lot of these connections I had beforehand, but it's just been reinforced. You know, I can pick up the phone and talk to anybody at both the state and federal level and the local level to help out, to assist with a project that we may have in Emporia. And, you know, that's something that I've worked on hard, establishing those relationships at the league. And then the other thing, I think one of the valuable insight that I've gained with my 4 years at the league is I spent a lot of time talking to various elected officials around the state, especially locally elected officials, talking to them about their mission, why they want their cities to be successful. And I think sometimes city managers live in the world of city managers as the trusted professional, but we don't have as much insight to how elected leaders think. And so, you know, I got to talk to a lot of electeds over the last 4 years, which is outstanding. And then to bring it home, I think one of the things that drew me to Emporia is just the outstanding elected leadership Emporia has. I'm completely impressed, obviously, with the five commissioners I interviewed with, and now Jamie coming in, but just solid leadership in Emporia. And that, you know, and that made the job something for me to consider as well. It's just the, number one, as Mark mentioned, the strong history of leadership in Emporia, but then, you know, these two women and three gentlemen who are leading Emporia right now are just outstanding in my mind.
Mark, it sounds like Trey's coming on board with a pretty solid plan moving forward. What type of advice have you given him?
Well, first of all, I think he's right on the money, and I have to chuckle. Mayor Gilligan says at the technology level, the city manager's office will go up 100%. And absolutely right. That's not one of my fortes. So I think, again, what he just said about Atchison, I didn't know all the numbers or anything, but I was up there. It's very impressive what they've done. And I agree with Trey. You just kind of hit singles and doubles when you can and just keep at it, keep at it, keep at it. And if we do that, I think Emporia has a great chance to just continue to do better.
Trey, what have you been gleaning from Mark here over the last few weeks since your official announcement, and how do you plan to use the advice that he's given you?
You know, number one, I'm hoping Mark doesn't change his number. You know, I'm hoping he's not a stranger to City Hall at all. Just, you know, it's every time I sit down with Mark, there are just little nuggets that I get from him. You know, I go back to just treating people is probably the biggest thing that I've got from him. But, you know, there is 32 years worth of institutional knowledge in Mark's head that, you know, I plan on tapping often. And, that is hard to lose, that institutional knowledge that's in Mark's head. But I'm pretty sure he's going to pick up my call when I call him. And Mark and I see us sitting down quite a bit and talking over things.
Outstanding. Trey, for folks that don't know, what are some of the things that will occupy your time when you're, maybe off-duty would probably be the better question to ask him.
Sure. I have a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old, so we have a very busy house.
Yes,
I can imagine. Right now. My wife is our assistant general counsel for Capital Federal, so, you know, they have a presence in Emporia as well.
Yep.
So she's busy with her job. I have a busy job, and we have two young kids. But we love to travel when we can, just getting our kids out and seeing things. And got to go to Zoo Lights in Topeka this weekend. But just my daughter's active in ballet. So, you know, a lot of kid activities are our activities at this point in life. And we're definitely looking forward to being in the community and being involved in many of those kid activities and getting to know folks through those.
Outstanding. Mark, what's on tap for you for retirement, and what's your first big activity that you're going to have now that retirement's at hand?
Oh, I have to figure that out. My wife told me I need to get back in shape. So I really want to – the last few years have been hard. I want to start to get back in shape, and I want to keep my mind active. I want to do something where I'm around people, and the 24 hours a day I'm just tired of. And, I listen to Trey and you guys talk. I think we have some fresh, new, energized people come to town. I think that's wonderful. And as far as institutional knowledge, I still call Steve Commons and Ray Toso. And it seems like between those two, they go back about 50 years. So I have to put Trey in contact with them also.
Well, the institutional knowledge tree hasn't been cut off at the roots nearly just yet. So great stuff here, guys, today. Trey, is there anything else that you want us here to know, or the listening audience want to know here before we close things down here this morning?
Yeah, I'm coming to Emporia. I want to be approachable. If there's an issue folks think we need to know about, please reach out to us. We want to solve issues as quickly as we can, and sometimes we just don't know about issues. So please reach out. I'm looking forward to it, and I'm looking forward to working with everybody across the entire community.
Outstanding. Mark, anything that you want us to know about that we haven't addressed here this morning?
Well, I'd like to thank my wife and my two boys it's been a very demanding career. I'd like to thank the committee, all the people I work with. I've worked with some wonderful people, and I've worked for some wonderful people. And finally, I want to thank KBOE. I tell people, with a lot of things that go on in Port, I wish I could pack people up in a bus and drive all across the Midwest. People have gone here. We have you guys do a wonderful job all across the board. The way the town gets together on things, I wish you could bottle that and sell it, but I think we take that for granted here, and the town does a great job at working together. And you see that at every time there's something going on that people need help, the community is unbelievable with their generosity.
Absolutely. Well, Trey, best of luck to you here as you get started. And if there's anything that you need, regardless of the circumstance or the timing, feel free to reach out to us, and we'll be glad to help.
Hey, thank you, sir. I really appreciate it, and I'm looking forward to working with you guys.
Likewise. Mark, thanks again for your time with us, for your 30-plus years in city administration, and best of luck to you here as retirement nears.
Thank you very much.
All right, our guests here this morning, longtime Emporia City Manager Mark McInerney, incoming City Manager Trey Cocking, joining us on the KVUE Sutherland studio line here this Monday morning. It is 11:44 on KVUE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, and KVUE.com. All the information you need, live and local.
Bringing you issues and topics of the day, the Talk of Emporia, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings at 11:05 on 14 KVOE, live and local.